from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, internet is going nuts, and I just saw this right here. This got the internet going nuts. New sports valuation for the NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys just broke $10 billion.
Dang.
They are worth $10.32 billion.
Dang, just imagine being a team that's worth that much and haven't sniffed the championship in, what, 25 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's impressive.
That's why he's not urgent. That's why there's no urgency.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't be urgent either.
He can do whatever the hell he
wants.
Hey, man.
Hey, that's dedication right there.
Yeah. God. All right, so Tyreek Hill's fast, right? This is not breaking news. I feel like this is like the guy that's a boxer or boxed in high school or college and is a pretty good boxer and says, yeah, I can beat Mike Tyson. I can beat up Mike Tyson. So he was on, asked about Noah Lyles, which is controversial because Noah Lyles said NBA, he's not confused why the NBA, he's confused why the NBA has called themselves world champs. NFL, why do you call yourself world champion, which is an American league? This was Tyreek Hill.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Didn't he want to come out and pretend like he's sick? I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to be like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says like come on, bro. Like just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I would beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I would beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot.
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh, God.
And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
He said he was faking COVID.
That ain't the first time I've seen that. I've seen a couple people.
He said
they
was,
went down that rabbit hole.
If I lost, I'd fake COVID too. He goes, hey, look, man. Tyreek Hill is, again, this isn't breaking news, super fast.
Yeah. They don't like, call him the cheetah for no reason.
Super duper fast. He can't beat Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
I
would like to see it, though, because he is fast.
Yeah.
I would like to see it, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
True. Some people say he ain't even the fastest person on his own team.
Yeah, it might be A-Chan.
Yeah.
Or whomever. Could be Waddle. Could be any
all
of those.
All them boys fast.
No. They're, like he is, like, noticeably on an NFL field, that dude is fast.
Yeah.
Can't beat Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
He won't beat Nolan.
Yeah, I would like to see it, though. Yeah. That would be great if he did.
It'd probably be a very good race. I think the way they should do it is do 60 yards. Because in a 40, Tyreek Hill might win.
Yeah.
In 100, he's got no shot.
Yeah.
But do 60.
He should jump in Noah Lyles. Jump in this ballpark.
Yeah.
Do exactly how he do.
Well, he's got no shot in 100.
Yeah.
But he might beat him in a 40.
But see, my thing is, if he's challenging him, saying, I could beat you in your game.
Race 100?
Yeah, race in my ballpark then. Because I guarantee you, Noah Lyles ain't saying I could beat you at playing receiver.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't saying that. So, come to my ballpark.
Yeah. Got to make this happen.
I would love to see this happen.
Got
to
make this happen. I got the internet going nuts. All right, this is a pro, man. This is an absolute pro. And there's something else I want to say about this. But you're doing a broadcast, national television, and then an earthquake happens.
Had to representing the home country in these Olympics.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and everyone's still good. All right.
I'd have freaked out.
Yeah.
I'd have freaked out.
That show you, man, how
Malika Andrews, by the way.
Yeah, that show you how that stuff happens on the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just like, we got earthquake. Because I've seen another video, mm-hmm. somebody actually doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And somebody actually fell off the seat. It was just kind of like, whoa. It looked crazy. I would be terrified.
That
man.
Was a 4.8, which is a pretty good earthquake.
That's a pretty good earthquake. Yeah.
The worst one I've been in a couple of tremors here and there, but I was in a 5-point-something back in the day, and I was at a house on Manhattan Beach. I was interviewing a player, and all of a sudden he goes, earthquake. And I freaked the bleep out. Like, I was like, he goes, and he was from L.A. She's clearly from L.A. because she handled it the way you did. And I went, what do I do? And he goes, just stand in the doorway. I said, all right. And I stood in the doorway. Like, we're not used to it.
Yeah.
This is also the reason why I would take earthquakes all day long over hurricanes. I mean, I would take hurricanes.
I was about to say,
I would take hurricanes all day long over earthquakes.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can see them coming.
Yeah.
Like they,
you could actually prepare for it.
They tell you a week in advance.
Yeah, and I know sometimes you can prepare, but so much.
Yeah,
but at least you can kind of get ready to attempt to prepare for.
And I know Beryl took a hard right, and we weren't as prepared, as we could have been in this city, especially Center Point. But that's a different story. They're never prepared.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But at least you can start, get the generator out. All right, we got water, we got food, you know, and all that stuff. Maybe leave town. Earthquake, you got no advance warning.
I'm scared of earthquakes, man. I'll be looking like Will Smith on Fresh Prince when he got his first earthquake and he was hiding under the desk.
Yeah.
That would be me. I don't rock with none of that stuff.
You know people out of state, out of Houston, will say, how can you live there? I'd rather live here than California with earthquakes.
Yeah.
Or even the Midwest with tornadoes, which just pop up.
Yeah.
And I know we've had some of those too, but you get my point. I mean, it's like, at least you get a little warning.
Yeah, what's funny is you have people that in LA and all in the Midwest are like, I wouldn't do a hurricane. I don't see how y'all do hurricanes.
All day long.
Hey.
All day long.
I haven't heard. This probably the first year I actually thought about, like, maybe do I need to stay here forever?
Well, that's because of Centerpoint.
That was because of the situation.
Yeah.
But I never blinked once. I was here for Harvey. I never considered me getting out of here because of hurricanes.
Yeah.
I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, this stuff in New York is getting wild. So Hassan Reddick officially asked for a trade. But now the Jets said that we have informed, this is Joe Douglas, GM. We have informed Hassan that we will not trade him, that he's expected to be here with his teammates, and that he will continue to be fined per the CBA if he does not report. Since the trade discussions back in March, we've been clear, direct, and consistent with our position. We'll focus on our guys, blah, blah, blah. That is not what was reported at the time he was traded. At the time he was traded, it was reported that they were going to redo his deal. Somebody is lying.
Yeah,
And somebody is going to end up looking really, really bad, and this is never going to end well for the Jets.
Yeah, I always wonder about these type of situations because you always get these handshake deals. Mm-hmm. These, hey, if you trade for me, I want a new deal. Oh, we'll give you a new deal.
We got you.
We never really seen anything like this where they just they I guess do a little eye wink and I got you, and it don't happen because he requested a trade because of that. From the beginning.
But a lot of times those handshake deals, they follow up with them.
Yeah.
That's part of the situation. Like, okay, we're going to trade. You can make me a deal? Yes. And they
because I'm not trading for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the player usually make it clear that, hey, I don't want to go there unless y'all sign me to a new deal.
Yeah. And if the
organization, they won't trade for you.
Yeah. And if the organization doesn't do it, they get, you know, the agent, you know, obviously they lose confidence in him and stuff like this happens.
It's an agreement before the trade is even made.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wonder what happened. Did they just change their mind?
Yes, or I think that's exactly what
happened. They're just trying to finesse somebody?
I believe Reddick's side because these trades often happen, as we've been talking about, with the handshake, wink deal or whatever, and then they usually follow through with it.
Yeah, because a team ain't trade for somebody who refused to play.
Yeah.
That's it. Look a little fishy,
it's
man.
It's gonna be dirty. It's gonna be nasty.
Man, the Jets gonna be awful. Man.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, so you remember the guy that flopped, in the Texans and Steelers game?
Yeah.
So if you don't remember or you weren't watching, I believe it was Kurt Heinisch that jumped off sides. I think it was Heinisch. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the right guard's name is Spencer Anderson. Dude ended up getting, first of all, he flopped big time. Takes about 10 steps back.
He sold it.
Rolls around on the ground 11 yards back from the line of scrimmage. This is what it sounded like.
On this team, so the Steelers now operate at Tennessee or Houston's territory. And right off the bat, we're going to get a penalty is going to be called. And it was a pretty obvious one right there as Spencer Anderson goes flying backward.
Number nine.
He was awful. And then he did, like, once he fell, he did, like, an extra roll.
Yeah.
Like just to sell it a little more. Then he got up and was laughing his ass off.
It was like
back
the Rock.
The line of
it
scrim.
Was like when the Rock gets stunned by Stone Cold and he do the extra flips.
He had his arms out like Superman. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So he sold the penalty. He didn't even need to sell the penalty. It was obvious. But he was asked about it yesterday, and his answer was outstanding. Talk about owning it. He said that he got the wind knocked out of him on that play, and quote, "There's no place for violence like that in the league."
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he was kidding. he was kidding. But that was pretty freaking funny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.